or more on car insurance.
Another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hey! Hi, Charlotte. How's everything with you today? What a wonderful face. That dog has the most wonderful, expressive face. Edgar was just in here, who's my farm guy. We were talking about things, and Charlotte's listening intently to what's going on. Whenever you say things in a certain tone, she turns her head one way or the other. She went to New York with me. And she, there's something about New York that she loves. I don't know what it is. She loves to run around. She went up and she pooed on a cardboard box yesterday. And
was somebody living in it?
No. Did it belong to somebody like that?
No, it was just on the side of the street. But you know, she's used to.
And you cleaned up, obviously.
Are so funny. Oh yeah, I have.
You're very good about that.
I wipe up plastic. I have plastic bags that I attach to her collar.
That's right.
Leash.
Yeah.
And so, but she doesn't have a leash. I mean, on the farm, she just runs and doesn't have a leash. Much of the time, most of the time, she doesn't have a leash and a collar on. But when we're, you know, you're in New York, you got to do that. Because she doesn't. One thing about Charlotte, she doesn't understand cars. So if I tell her, she'll stop and stand by me at a light, but I don't trust her to not see a dog on the other side of the street.
Right.
That's why that is always the control mechanism. But we were up in the office yesterday. She was entertaining people with playing with all kinds of things that were in the office and just being Charlotte. But they all love her because she's so expressive. And it's wonderful to have an animal like that. People say they are like their owners or their masters. I don't know that I consider myself either. Do you ever think about that? Are you the owner of a dog? Yeah, you are, because maybe you pay for the dog. But do you really own the dog? You don't own your children. You don't own your spouse. You don't own your siblings. But they are part of your life. I don't see dogs as fitting into that ownership thing. And I even, you know, I suppose we could go to the other extent. I was talking about this visit that I made yesterday to an office in New York, and the lady who was the secretary to this fellow had a picture of a cow on her bulletin board. So I walked in, I looked at the picture, I said, oh, what's that about? And it was the story with a picture of the cow that escaped from the slaughterhouse and, its ensuing life. And there were two or three examples of that actually over the last 4 or 5 years of a cow escaping and somebody who is a vegan adopting the cow and taking care of the cow. And so I got into a conversation with her about my philosophy, because my friend that went over there with me to the office said, oh, well, Doug's a dairy farmer. She looked at me and scowled a little bit, because dairy farmers, in order to exist, they have to sell the cows, and the cows get slaughtered, and the cows get used for beef, for meat. And I don't do that. I let the cows live. As a matter of fact, we're taking 4 or 5 cows in a truck this morning to a sanctuary farm where they will live out their years just being lawnmowers. But that's my philosophy. I don't want to kill anything that has been happy and healthful and helpful on the farm. I just don't think it's right. It's not fair. They've contributed. They've helped us. They've done what we ask them to do. How do you kill something after they've done everything that you ask them to do? Then their reward for being good is you kill them. That just doesn't compute with me. I can justify with chickens because they're so stupid, but I won't eat that stuff anymore. I'm now completely off of chicken. No chicken at all.
The occasional sausage? Because we know how you like
The occasional, but I'm out of chicken sausage. I'm turkey sausage.
The more I've learned about chicken over the last few years, last five years.
Let's not talk about it.
Nasty. Yeah, it's gross.
It is gross. It's
just
nasty, nasty.
90 days, that's all it takes
and
from egg to your plate.
Of all
days.
You know,
why do you do this to me?
We had the video at DougSteffen.com, which is still there in the archives, of the worms that crawl around.
Okay.
Didn't we have that as you? Did we put that up as a video?
I went and watched it. But
I told
you
to go watch it.
Sean and I were watching Man, Woman versus Wild. It's Man v. Wild. Yeah. It now apparently he brings his wife along, And they were out in the African plains somewhere. Mm. And, you know, they're out surviving and everything. And they find what's left of a wildebeest. And they start, you know, because they have to survive off of the land.
Yeah,
so they cut a steak out of this thing.
Mm.
And they're eating it. You know, they cook it and they eat it. And Sean's like, that looks good.
I know. You told me hamburger. Let's go to hamburger.
So, but he said they were talking about how good it tasted because it was so natural. And he's like, Daddy, does that taste different than the meat that we eat? I said, yes, yeah. Because of what they eat is not fed to them and manufactured by in a factory by man. They just graze off of the wild. And
to clarify, right.
Yeah.
They are eating natural grass and stuff versus, as you just suggested, for me to clarify, the grains and some of the other things that are made that are put together, assembled, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that stuff has the remains of other animals in it.
But
it has all kinds of things that are sort of antibiotic in origin and nature.
Well, the antibiotics is the big thing.
Yeah.
And so, but I thought it was
but
amazing.
But they also have ground up pieces of cows and horses and stuff that they put in the feed.
But I thought it was amazing that a 7-year-old picked up on
that line.
He was
good.
Like, does that meat taste different? Why?
Yeah. Good. That's good. Yeah. Good. Encourage that thinking. That's very good. In a moment, what are you giving up for Lent? Have you been giving things up?
I was going to say, Lent's almost over, buddy.
For Lent. Well, it's not over yet. You're beginning to annoy me like Rich. You always
no,
want
not.
To correct me. So Lent isn't over yet.
Don't
but
ever correct
like
him.
Over yet.
I could have told you this years ago, Jen. Don't ever
don't
try and correct
me
him.
No, if
never.
I'm not
okay.
wrong. And English. And Easter isn't until a week
it's
from
Holy
Sunday.
It's Holy Thursday, but all right.
It's what?
Today's Holy Thursday.
Okay, so Lent isn't over yet.
What? How about this? What did you give up for Lent?
Thank you, Rich.
How about we do that?
800-510-8255. I'm going to give you a story of some people who have given up something very interesting.
A friend of mine gave up Facebook.
There you go.
I haven't talked to her in months.
Yeah. Well, probably she's better off for it.
Probably.
All right, 14 after the hour. Mother's Day is coming not as soon as Easter, as Jennifer is happy to point out. Mother's Day is coming. It'll be the next big holiday after Easter. It's right. Mother's Day, right? So if you love your mother, may I suggest that today you do something about that by calling the folks at ProFlowers.com or going online to ProFlowers.com and getting the All the Frills Pink Rose Bouquet plus a free glass vase for only $19.99. Plus shipping. This is a stunning bouquet. It features bright pink roses. And Jennifer and I decided earlier today that we like the pink roses, Richie, better than the red ones for whatever the reason. And I just think that the different colors, yellow roses are cool. It's nice to have. I think that it mix them up, like red ones and pink ones.
That's nice, but I learned that the different colors mean different things.
Yes,
like yellow is for friendship.
What does pink mean?
For love. Pink, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Look it up.
Maybe bing, bangity, boom.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you've never tried Pro Flowers, now's the time for you to get to work. This is fun. It'll be remembered. And when you think of the price and the pleasure that comes out of paying so little and getting so much, you can't argue with success. Pro Flowers is the way to go. Pro Flowers will be your first and only stop for your Mother's Day flowers and other occasions as well. This early bird deal, $19.99, good today only till midnight tonight. Do not miss out on All the Frills Pink Rose Bouquet. Other thing, you can get some other things with this if you would like. I think that this is a good start, however. Memorable is the word. I like that word. 800-PRO-FLOWERS. Mention Doug, D-O-U-G, or go online to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in D-O-U-G, proflowers.com.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Earth Day inspires people to conserve and appreciate our natural environment. As the sole corporate sponsor of the first Earth Day held over 40 years ago, The maker of Arm & Hammer continues to provide an easy switch for people looking to start somewhere simple. This year, as we celebrate, try a few easy and down-to-earth solutions at home.
This Earth Day, think about easy changes you can make, like using natural products you already have at home. Arm & Hammer baking soda gives you a natural, effective, and gentle solution for many home cleaning needs for just $1 a box. Use it for everything from cleaning microwave messes and freshening laundry to washing stainless steel surfaces without scratching. By using this one box, you'll avoid using harsh chemicals and save yourself money.
For over 160 years, Arm & Hammer has been one of America's most trusted and environmentally aware brands. For more information, visit www.armandhammer.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Joe, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at SafeLight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how SafeLight emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
This week at Reese's Miniatures for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
All right, we have 20 after the hour. So the question here is, as far as Lent is concerned, Jennifer, are you nah.
I'm just trying to help.
I know. So here's the question. What have you given up for Lent?
Oh, that's a great question.
That's
thanks,
a good
Rick.
Question.
Nice job.
Well,
yeah, well
with
done.
Easter just around the corner, very
yeah,
timely.
Yeah, yeah, it's very much a
you
radio.
You're always on top of it.
Yeah, that's me. Always on top of it. Okay.
That's right.
It's not quite the sacrifice when you give something up on Thursday. Whole goal is 40 days.
Well, that's why I cleverly rephrased the question to look back at what might have been. And I still, by the way, this
in the next half hour, I will inform you as to an unusual thing that was given up by a couple of fellas, for Lent.
And they'll be pretty much through it pretty soon because Lent's almost over.
That's right.
21 after a good day.
Man. For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Birthdays. One of the founding members of the group The Foundations, guitarist Alan Wagner, who is 64 today. This is another one of those studio groups. So this
my
guy,
favorite oldie.
That is a great,
big
song.
Love it.
Yeah, big song. Build Me Up Buttercup was one of those bubblegum songs that Tony was talking about him the other day, too. No. The guy that nobody, last name begins with a B. Tony Barrows. Tony Barrows was the lead singer of the Archies, one-hit wonder. It's a studio group. And the Foundations were working on lots of the bubblegum music. And so they just decided to have some fun one night, put this together, and zoom, up the charts it went. What do you do with this song? You enjoy it. That's what you do with it. And so, Alan, we wish you a happy birthday. 24 and change after the hour on this Thursday, the 21st of April. John Weider, bass player for the Animals, 64 today. All right, so Tony Danza kind of played himself, didn't he, on Who's the Boss?
Yes.
Tony was the name of his character. He's 60.
Yeah, except for the nanny part.
Yeah, well, he's not a nanny in real life.
He played an ex-boxer turned father turned nanny.
Right. And boxer's true. He and Robert Conrad have boxed many a time.
Yes. Yes. Who wins?
Conrad. Conrad's only been defeated once.
Really?
Yep.
Tough guy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Tough guy, eh?
That's why they gave him the battery put on his shoulder and dared people to knock it off.
Try to knock that off.
Right.
Knock your head off.
Can't do it. Yeah. All right, so Tony Danza, happy 60th to you. James Robert Morrison, who was Bill Buchanan on 24.
I loved Bill Buchanan.
Nobody ever knew anything about him before he got that role. He was an actor, but he also was a businessman in Los Angeles.
And a yoga
57.
Master.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did know that. Yeah. 57.
Whose birthday was it yesterday from 24? We played the theme yesterday for somebody's birthday.
I don't remember. I wasn't. Did I? Was I a part of that yesterday?
Yeah,
or was I doing something
I remember
else?
Playing the theme yesterday.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. So anyway. The second last season, he got killed.
Yeah.
Robert Smith from The Cure, 52 today.
Great band.
Friday, I'm in love. I'd like this song. Yeah, crank this every day.
Great band.
Very British. Friday, I'm in love. Someone look forward to tomorrow's Friday. Nicole Sullivan, who is Holly in the King of Queens, is 41 today.
And she's on Blank, my dad says.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't King of Queens, the one with James...
Kevin James.
Kevin James, yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's the wife, wasn't she the wife?
No,
that was Leah Remini.
Yes.
Oh. So who is...
I think it was her friend, like the neighbor friend or
she's
couple
also
friend.
Now, here's what we have done. I think yesterday it was Ugly Betty's birthday, and today it's Daniel's birthday from Ugly Betty. Eric Mabius.
It Mabius originated in Colombia.
Really?
It was a telenova.
Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, so Eric Mabius is 40 today. Happy birthday to him. So what's today all about? First day of the Taurian month. If you are a Taurus, April 21st, first day of the Taurian month.
Oh, so today's my son's birthday. Tell me
Happy
what his
birthday.
Horoscope is going to be.
All right, well, I'll tell him. Let's see here. He's very clever.
Yes,
education is important. He needs to utilize his outstanding potential and energy, Richie.
Yep.
He needs interests that stimulate his intellectual curiosity and expand his knowledge.
Okay.
He needs to learn emotional honesty. You need to encourage him to say what he thinks and to deal with, if he's upset about something, he needs to be able to let it all hang out.
He does that, man.
In other words.
He does that well.
Yeah. He's likely to be concerned with stability and financial security as he grows older.
Good. Not yet.
And take care of his father and mother.
Pay for his retirement. Your retirement.
Right.
Hey, can
we
call and wish him a happy birthday?
We can.
We can after this. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top. This week at Reese's Miniatures for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Earth Day inspires people to conserve and appreciate our natural environment. As the sole corporate sponsor of the first Earth Day held over 40 years ago, the maker of Arm & Hammer continues to provide an easy switch for people looking to start somewhere simple. This year, as we celebrate, try a few easy and down-to-earth solutions at home.
This Earth Day, think about easy changes you can make, like using natural products you already have at home. Arm & Hammer baking soda gives you a natural, effective, and gentle solution for many home cleaning needs for just $1 a box. Use it for everything from cleaning microwave messes and freshening laundry to washing stainless steel surfaces without scratching. By using this one box, you'll avoid using harsh chemicals and save yourself money.
For over 160 years, Arm & Hammer has been one of America's most trusted and environmentally aware brands. For more information, visit www.armandhammer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Stuffing.
Rachel DeBoer has a secret she's been keeping for years.
Who's that?
She's a lady who slept with stuffed socks sewn between the cups of an old bra to prevent cleavage wrinkles and smooth out her neckline.
Explain that to me again.
I do have a cleavage wrinkle.
She has worked on a plan to keep women from having their cleavage wrinkle up.
Yeah, because if you sleep
older
on your side or on your stomach.
Yeah.
So now she designed this herself, and she's started a new company manufacturing this contraption. She's now selling these bras to 150 different shops around the country. Research Institute says this makes good sense. People in Europe interested in this. She said, I started out with this secret. I didn't want to look old. I didn't tell my friends about my wrinkles. I made this bra to keep myself from being ugly.
Hmm.
And so for 7 years.
I see it.
You see it?
Yeah.
So there it is. Women
interesting.
Be enthusiastic about this. The cupless bra is worn at night. Keeps the breasts in place to prevent the compressing of the two breasts together. That's what causes the vertical wrinkles, apparently. You sleep on your back, you never have this problem. But most people do not sleep on their back.
That's me.
So this is the way for you to fix. Once you get to be 60 years old, you'll never have wrinkles.
See, I never really realized. Women think about this a lot, don't they, Jennifer?
You have
cleavage
to.
Wrinkles.
Yeah, my wife is like, she's totally preventive.
Why, because it doesn't look good, and so somebody's not going to find you attractive because you have wrinkles?
And she's married to me, you know, and she like thinks, she's like, oh, no, they've got to look great when I'm 50. And I'm like,
she's planning for her second marriage, Rich.
So obviously.
$72, one size fits all. They've sold, they're selling 50,000 of them a year.
Let's have her on the air, and I'll be her guinea pig, and we'll see if it works. Because if they can hold these puppies in, we're in good shape.
Wow.
There you go.
Sold 12,000. Expect to sell 25,000 to 50,000 this year and next year.
All right. I have tempted you already with this question about what you have given up during this year's Lent.
During.
So I found what I thought was the most unusual thing that anybody gave up. Food.
Oh, my gosh. I heard about this guy.
This guy's 46
wow.
years old. His name is Lent Wilson.
Lent?
He went without, yeah. He went without
no.
food.
Weird.
I'm teasing. His real name is Jay Wilson, but Lent something. Anyway, he didn't have any solid food, and he drank just beer.
Beer, right? And he
That's
came up.
It.
Didn't he come up with the special brew that had nutrients in it so he wouldn't die?
Well, I think there are enough nutrients in. You can put various things into it, but most beer is actually pretty healthy. You get right down to it. The things that are in beer, if it's traditionally brewed beer, from what I've been told anyway. Mm-hmm. It's pretty healthy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The alcohol is what's not good for you. There are a lot of things, yeast and the sugar in it and that sort of thing. But you need a certain amount
There's
of that.
Calories in it, I would imagine. I think monks used to live. I think he got the idea, if I remember right, he got the idea from some monks.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Right?
Monks are big beer guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, they are.
So beer for breakfast, beer for lunch. Beer for dinner.
Healthy beer for dinner.
I've been there. I've done that, and I can tell you it's a very healthy diet.
Have you really?
Yes.
Yeah, right. But you were in sober while you were having all of those brews.
I started.
Hey, eventually you forget you're hungry.
You're right.
So how about a malt brew? How would we design a beer diet? Malt for breakfast. You know more about ale for lunch.
Pale ale for breakfast.
Pale ale?
Drink a malt for breakfast.
How about it?
Actually, I'd rather have pale ale for lunch and dinner, too.
What's a Pilsner beer?
Pilsner's like a pale ale.
So where would you drink that? What time of day?
All day long.
Yeah, that is something you drink out in the hot sun.
It is.
You know,
Czech beer.
Yeah, right. After dinner, I'd go for a black and tan.
This guy has, since Lent began, whenever it was, how many weeks ago was it that Lent began? 279.
It'd be about 37 days ago. Or 37 days ago.
So he'd be drinking 10 gallons of beer a day. Does that sound right?
Can you imagine how many times that guy goes to the bathroom during the day?
That's got to be impossible.
Beer breaks the seal more than any other beverage that you can
drink.
He must
have been sharing it with some of his friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. The blogging takes place on a site called Diary of a Part-Time Monk. He's going to write a book about his experience as well.
Hmm.
He says he got his inspiration from the Old Testament book of Psalms, where apparently there is some spiritual element. He visited a group of monks at an abbey in Missouri. Apparently part of their spiritual life is fasting, and he asked them what they did to work around not having any food, and they drink beer, apparently, that they make themselves at the monastery.
Hmm.
That sound right? Anybody?
Yeah, I think so.
Monastery, the people in the monastery is a Catholic, right?
Yes.
Aren't monasteries
monks are Catholic.
Right. Huh.
And believe me, they have to have a little fun because a lot of monks take a vow of silence, so they can't talk to anybody, so I'd imagine they can just hiccup and drink beer.
You think?
Probably.
Uh-huh. Maybe, but as long as you're not, slamming beer. I mean, if you're drinking a beer every 3 or 4 hours to sustain yourself, no problems.
No problems.
No problemo, man.
Yeah. All right.
I'm telling you.
Would you ever do that, Doug?
What, drink beer for 40 days and 40 nights? I don't think
so.
No,
you have the perfect job for it, though, because you
work
outside.
Yeah, I don't like beer. I don't like the taste of beer.
You know, it is a little bit of an acquired taste.
Yeah.
It takes you, a little bit. But then once you do, it's a hobby. There's so many cool beers to go out there and drink. I'm telling you.
Well, but my mother used to drink six packs a day.
Yeah, but she was drinking.
Six packs?
Yeah, it was normally, I'm trying to remember which, it was Miller's beer, as I remember.
Yeah.
But you see, I was around that and saw that, so I don't have any.
You've got one mission when you're doing that.
You want to get.
Right. Plow.
The alcoholic in my family also they're beer drinkers. And if I were going to be an alcoholic, I would choose something that didn't bloat me. Beer?
Yeah. Beer is a big bloater.
I don't know how you drink 36.
Well, you need then, what we need to do is get your digestive advantage to relieve the pressure of the bloating.
Exactly.
That's the thing to do. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a big beer drinker, then perhaps you ought to go to your nearest big box store, the digestion section, look for digestive advantage bloating, and it will take care of, even that I'm doing I'm emphasizing bloating.
Bloating.
If you're bloated, then you can get that and take care of it. I've been distracted a bit here because Richie just sent me something that...
The bingo thing?
Yeah.
Is that hilarious?
It really is funny, but I can't do it on the air.
No, you can't. Then they've done this for every president.
Can we put it, someplace where people can go find it?
No, we can't. It's basically a bingo card. And what you do is you print this bingo card out, and every time the president makes a speech, whenever he says one of his catchphrases.
Let me be clear.
Yeah, let me be clear, or, whatever it is, you mark off one of your things, and the first person to check off their things stands up and yells. No, not bingo, but something else.
Bingo!
Bingo.
Or BS.
Yeah, BS.
BS!
But it's funny. But I've seen these things for years.
Yeah. Funny. All right. So that takes care of that item. In a moment, the numbers of women who are supporting their grown-up children. Numbers.
I wish my mom found this list.
Of women who are supporting
mine too.
Their grown children.
I hope it's a big number, because I'm going to call my mom and ask her what's her problem.
Yeah.
Oh, me?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, 17 for the hour on Good Day.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
How do you build your perfect sandwich? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, there's no denying it. America's a sandwich-loving nation. Everyone has an opinion about how to make the perfect sandwich. In fact, a recent survey conducted by Hellman's reveals the majority of Americans who eat sandwiches, 84%, believe that how a sandwich is made is just as important as the ingredients used to make it. Celebrated chef Bobby Flay is teaming with Hellman's to show families how to make simple and delicious sandwiches, helping people build their own perfect sandwiches.
We all slice, stack, or serve our sandwiches in our own way. No matter the recipe, my perfect sandwich includes bold flavors and real simple ingredients like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, made with simple ingredients like eggs, oil, and vinegar. I have my own sandwich techniques, too. And to me, it isn't a perfect sandwich unless it's cut diagonally with the condiments on both sides of the bread.
To share how you build your perfect sandwich, visit Facebook.com/Hellman's.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, we're going to sing happy birthday to a youngster who is an important part of the program, even though he's not necessarily here. So, Richie, have you dialed up the number?
Dialing it now.
On the number. All right. So we're having a moment here of thought, provocation, introspection.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is, yeah. Is he going to answer the phone?
One of them will answer.
One. Oh,
answer.
Sounds like mommy's saying answer.
Sean?
What?
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, Dad.
How are you doing?
Are you ready for this? Andy Jen's going to sing to you.
All right, Jennifer's going to sing happy birthday to you, okay?
What happened to me? I can't sing?
I said with Uncle Dougie.
All right, hold on. But Richie didn't say Uncle Dougie. Richie's trying to ace me out of this act.
No, I just tell him. All right, you ready, bud? Here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha, cha, cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha, cha, cha.
Happy birthday, dear Sean.
Sad light.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha, cha, cha.
All right, so Sean, how old are you today?
Seven.
How do you like being with your mother and father? Do you enjoy your mother and father? You love your mother and father?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which one do you like best?
Yeah.
Both.
Do you like them both?
Hey. What do you, who do you have the most fun with, your mother or your father?
Both.
Really?
Who do you like better,
Juliana or Pat?
That song was not good. That song was great.
Oh. Thank you. DJ in training. I like it.
All right, so I want you to ask your mother if she thinks that she'll be taking care of you when you're 30.
Mom, will you be taking care of me when I was 30? When I'm 30?
Of course, baby.
She said yes.
Well, there you go. Do you think 30's old, Sean?
I would take
no.
Good, good.
What did your mother say? She'll take care of you when you win?
50.
50. Good for her. Well, she's going to fit right in with a lot of other moms. Sean, you have a wonderful, happy day. I hope you have fun with all those Legos, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Love you. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Half of the baby boomer generation mothers are supporting in one way or another adult children, financially mostly, but in other ways as well. But most of this survey is about mothers. 86% of those 46 to 65-year-old women surveyed said they were fully independent by the time they were 25, have helped their children, more boys than girls, interestingly enough. They have. They say it's very accurate to describe themselves as dependable and helpful when it comes to being, not responsible, but feeling responsible for their young adult children. First generation of women born amid the baby boom generation and their children seem to not be flourishing as they have, or at least that's the perception. Here's a woman who lives down in Castleberry, Florida, 54 years old. Helen Bernstein is her name. Her grown daughter has moved back in with her and her new husband because they are saving for a home of their own. Didn't have enough money, so mom said, you can move in with me and I'll give you the money. I'm not clear whether she gave them the money after they lived there for a while and she wanted to get them the heck out of the house, or whether she said it as part of the deal to help support. 58-year-old Denise Bumer, manager of a bank branch, has two children that are adults, and she is helping them both because they are both going through a divorce. They got married young, getting divorced young, and don't have the ability to take care of all of their responsibilities, so she's helping them. So what do you think of that? When it gets down to brass tacks and whether or not it makes sense. Is it good? Is it healthy? Is it responsible? See, I think you always want to take care of your children one way or another. Does it make them too dependent on you if there's a financial connection? Or you want to love your children for sure.
I think it's the landscape today, though. There's a lot of people that are in trouble that have to go back home, I think.
I mean, it's just the economic reality
because of the depression that we're in. Not a recession. It's a light depression. We're coming out of it a little bit here and there. I think it's fine. I don't have a problem with it. As long as they don't become dependent on you unnecessarily and don't, dependent on the government and don't do anything, that's not a good thing. 51 after on Good Day.
Thank you. If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Throw those color codes out the window. A new system starts next week. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. Something that became a part of our lives after 9/11, a terror alert system. The system, such as it is, uses color-coded warnings to let us know how serious the overall threat of terrorism is. More than a few people have criticized this system, with lots of jokes about what color clothing to wear so as not to clash with the alert. Well, a change is on the way.
Say goodbye to orange. That will be going away next week.
That's Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano saying goodbye to orange, in her words. Speaking at Grand Central Station in New York City yesterday, Secretary Napolitano introduced the new system, which has only 2 levels, elevated and imminent.
These alerts are designed for when there is specific, credible information where people need factual content in order to know what they need to do.
And more than that, this new system is specific and actually has alerts with an expiration date.
The alerts will expire of their own in 2 weeks unless the intelligence community recommends to the secretary that the alert needs to be continued.
Reaction to the new terror alert system. Positive comments from both sides of the political aisle in Congress. Here's New York Congressman Peter King, Republican, who chairs the House Homeland Security Committee.
This system itself is a significant upgrade of what we've had up till now. It really adjusts to the reality of the current day.
And a colleague of Congressman King, New York Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, had this to say about the new system.
This is going to build on the existing system and make it more targeted with more information and improve our overall security.
Once again, this new terror alert system goes into effect next week. Here's hoping we never reach a level of imminent. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I just got this crazy urge for Ruffles loaded chili and cheese chips.
Interesting. Maybe you have an identical twin who's hungry for them.
And you're sharing it through a weird twin connection. If I do, he must be dying for that meaty, cheesy crunch right now.
An identical twin. That is so awesome. I've always wanted a brother.
That's great. I'm going to go grab two bags from that store over there and find him.
Coming to find you, brother. We're going to eat crunchy snacks together, like a real family.
Ruffles loaded chili and cheese chips. The hunger you can't explain.
Big rally on Wall Street. A second day of gains following Monday's losses. The Dow up 187 yesterday to close at 12,454. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. And oil prices way up, nearly 3% yesterday, up $3.17 a barrel to $111.45. President Obama pushing his deficit reduction plan in Reno, Nevada today. At Facebook headquarters in Northern California yesterday, the president said, "We are still living in tumultuous times, recovering from a deep recession.
We still have a very high unemployment rate. There are an awful lot of people who are being challenged out there day in, day out, worrying about whether they can pay the bills, whether they can keep their home."
And the president called the Republican budget plans fairly radical. Speaking of Republicans, in the come on, tell us something we don't know department, Donald Trump has the most name recognition of any Republican presidential wannabe. A Pew Research Center poll gives Trump a 39% name recognition figure among all possible Republican candidates. That's more than any of the other candidates combined. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. It's the New York International Auto Show, which officially opens to the public tomorrow and runs through the 1st of May. Joel Uenick is vice president of marketing at GM. He says this year's show will be huge.
Traditionally gets in excess of 800,000 to almost a million people a year. They're saying that they expect it to be over a million this year. So it could be one of the biggest ever.
As for the biggest trend at this year's auto show,
take a guess.
A lot of emphasis on fuel economy. If you go to the gas pump, it's creeping up and creeping up even more than we saw in 2008.
2008, when we hit a record high for the average price of regular at $4.11. Right now we're in the 380s, but many states are well above $4. And that includes Hawaii. Highest average gas prices in the country at $4.51 a gallon. Put a tiny umbrella in that and guzzle it. To all Hawaiians, we can only say we know what you're going through. It's called kakalina ia, which in Hawaiian means gas pain. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, technologic.